Blackstone Audiobooks presents Sophie Metropolis by Tori Carrington. We dedicate this book to our sons, Tony Jr. and Tim, our own personal Greek-American heroes. Upon touching sand, may it turn to gold. Yayasas! Chapter 1. There are two kinds of people in this world, Greeks and those who wish they were Greek. At least, that's the maxim to which my grandfather Cosmos subscribes. Me? Well, I suppose maybe we all are divided up into two groups, but I don't think it has much to do with ethnic makeup. Because let's face it, we're all pretty screwed up no matter where our parents, grandparents, or forefathers hail from. The first group is made up of those who follow the road well-traveled. Maybe because they're afraid of losing a heel, getting a run in their stockings, or worse, disappointing their families. Then there are those who take an alternate route, or perhaps even forge a path all their own, so focused on the road twisting and turning before them they don't have much time to think about what kind of shoes they're wearing, much less what anyone else is thinking. I know the difference between the two groups because I used to belong to the former. Now I'm happy to say I'm a card-carrying member of the latter. I used to be Sophie Metropolis, waitress and good Greek daughter, not necessarily in that order. Now, I'm Sophie Metropolis, P.I. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Sophie Metropolis, P.I. I definitely like the sound of it. Even though I won't be legally licensed for another 3 years, the result of some hokey New York State law, and even though some might argue that my abilities as a private investigator rate somewhere between amateur sleuth and pet detective. Of course, it doesn't help that I'm not any...